You are listening to continuing coverage of the trial of Chad Daybell from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. Let's go back to the courtroom.
Give me just a moment, counsel. All right. In a sidebar, the court was shown a potential statement that counsel for the defense has been able to review. I don't want that statement published to the court in the objection, but Mr. Wixom, is the proffered statement going to be elicited through a question to this witness?
It would be, Your Honor, yes.
And Mr. Pryor, is there an objection to that proffered statement?
Judge, I do have an objection. It's not only hearsay, double hearsay. Judge, it's also improper impeachment.
Okay. Mr. Wixom, what would be your response, knowing that counsel has reviewed that as well as the court without, again, referring to any specifics of the statement? What exception would the state argue would apply to have this not be a hearsay statement?
Certainly, Your Honor. In fact, the state takes the position that we don't need an exception because it's not being offered to prove the truth of the matter asserted. It would be offered for the purposes explained on the sidebar. We certainly don't offer the particular statement or its substantive proof. It's contrary to what the state believes. We offer it as an evidentiary point that we think, frankly, is rebuttal to testimony given earlier.
All right. The court's considered this proposed statement and the hearsay rules. Looking at Rule 801C, the court would determine that for the purposes stated by the state, that it's not being offered to prove the truth of the matter asserted, that it isn't a hearsay statement. So for that reason, the objection's overruled, and you can continue with your direct, Mr. Wixom.
Thank you, Your Honor. Ma'am, again, calling your attention to the time after Tammy died in 2019. Did Emma ever make a statement to you about why she believed or how she believed that her mother had passed?
Yes.
What did she say to you?
She said that it was related to a blood clot. That's what the doctors were suspecting.
And that was the reason she gave you for her mother's passing?
Yes.
Your Honor, I don't have any further questions.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Wixom. Mr. Pryor, you may cross.
Good morning. Ma'am, can you tell me on a weekly basis how often you'd have contact with Tammy Daybell?
A handful of times.
What's a handful?
I worked in that building 2 to 3 days a week, so 2 to 3 days a week.
And for what length of time, the 2 or 3 days a week that you would work with her, would you have contact, meaning more than just a casual walk by?
Probably one time a week.
And when you had the one time a week, actually, that you would have this contact, was it just a brief hi or was there a discussion?
There was discussion.
And how long would that discussion take place once a week?
Anywhere from 5 to 20 to 30 minutes if we were eating lunch together.
Okay. And you had a habit of eating lunch with Tammy, is that right?
No, I did not.
Okay, so when would the 20, 30 minutes if you didn't eat lunch with her come from then?
It was not a habit, but it happened in our time together.
Okay, and how often during your time together did you have time to sit down for 20 or 30 minutes and have these meaningful talks with Tammy?
If on the rare occasion that we ate lunch together, we would do that. She would come into my room in the mornings more often.
Okay.
I have 5 other women that work in my room, and she enjoyed spending time with them as well. We're all readers, as was she, and she loved to share book ideas with us, and she enjoyed to chat with the other women in my room and myself.
And in this relationship, then, would Emma also be one of those to go in the books and do this as well?
She was not working for me at that time. She was a third grade teacher at that time.
Okay. And Tammy was the librarian, is that right?
Correct.
And would you agree with me, this is a relatively small school?
Yes.
And when I say small, how would you define small?
15 teachers of regular classes, myself, librarian, PE teacher, principal.
So not a significant amount of distance between one end of the school and the other end of the school. Would that be fair?
That would be pretty subjective, I guess.
Okay. And would it be fair to say that you didn't share the same relationship with Emma that you shared with Tammy in terms of contact?
I probably had a closer relationship, have a closer relationship with Emma.
Now?
Yes, I still consider Emma my friend.
Okay. But at the time, these once a week meetings of a significant amount of time were with Tammy, though, right?
Correct.
And you would describe Tammy as someone who was a bit of an introvert?
Objection, Your Honor. That misstates testimony.
Overruled. It's just a leading question.
Would you consider Tammy a little bit of an introvert?
No, she was a very friendly person. She felt very comfortable in our school and among our colleagues. We're a very close, tight-knit school, and she always felt very comfortable around all of our colleagues.
So you would then say she was an outgoing person?
At school, yes, which is where I knew her.
Okay. And this outgoing person who had met with you once a week, would talk about books, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Would talk about what's going on in the school.
Sure.
And then at that time when you were having meetings with and doing these once a week meetings with Tammy, you weren't at the same time doing the same thing with Emma, right?
Not at the same time because Emma was in her classroom.
Okay. But at some point, were you doing the same thing, meeting with Emma once a week and spending these deep, meaningful discussions with her as well?
Emma is my friend. So okay. I would have discussions with her like I would any other friend.
Okay. And this close friend, you describe Emma as a close friend?
Yes.
And this close friend decided with another person that she works with at a school is going to confide in her a very private issue about her mother's...
Objection, argumentative, Your Honor.
Sustained.
So are you suggesting that Emma would share with you a very private issue about her mother's death? Is that what you're suggesting?
It wasn't a private issue. Her mother had passed away and she was sharing the cause.
Well, don't you consider that a private issue?
Objection, argumentative,
no.
Your Honor.
Okay, nothing else, Judge. Thank you.
All right, well, I'm not going to rule on that objection. Those questions and answers will stand. Mr. Wixom, if you'd like to redirect, you may.
You know, I have no further questions.
Okay. That will conclude the testimony of the witness then. Is there any reason she'd remain under subpoena from the state?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. Not from the defense, Judge.
All right. You're released. Thank you for appearing and testifying today. You're welcome. All right. The state can call its next rebuttal witness.
Thank you, Your Honor. The state will call McKay Abakelin.
Solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you are about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. The court will note now the witness has been sworn. Before we begin with direct examination, I'll just inquire, Mr. Abakelin, have you listened to any of the testimony that's taken place in this trial, either through the live stream or in any other way observed any trial testimony?
I have not. No.
Okay. Have you talked to anyone else about anything they've testified to in this trial?
No.
Okay. Thank you for those responses. Ms. Blake, you can inquire on direct.
Thank you, Your Honor. Would you please state your name and spell it for the record?
Jason McKay Abakelin. That's JasonMacKayAbeGGlen.
And you go by McKay?
Yes.
Mr. Abakelin, do you know an individual named Garth Daybell?
Yes, I do.
How do you know him?
We worked together at a haunted attraction called the Haunted Mill.
And where's the Haunted Mill located?
It's in Teton, Idaho.
And when you say Teton, Idaho, is that the city of Teton?
Yes.
Do you recall approximately when you worked there with Garth?
I started working there, I think, in 2016, and we had worked together for quite a few years. But I worked like right next to him the year of 2019. We worked, really close.
And when you say you worked right next to him, can you explain a little bit what you mean by that?
He was just one room over from mine. And so if it was slower, we could like talk to each other and stuff. So.
And with the Haunted Mill, typically how long is that open? Is it a seasonal attraction?
Yep, it's open for roughly the month of October.
And so in October of 2019, you were working in close proximity to Garth?
Yes.
At some point, did you and Garth develop a friendship?
Yeah, we did.
Did you sometimes hang out outside of work?
We went to a few haunted houses together after the season had ended, yeah.
Did you hang out when you were at work and associate with each other?
Yes.
Did Garth generally talk to you about any issues within his family?
Nope.
Do you recall an occasion when he did share something with you about some family issues?
He told me it was the following weekend after his mom's passing, he talked about that.
What do you recall him telling you about that?
I remember he said that he found her when he got home from work, and he didn't know where his father was. And I don't remember if he said that she was in the bed or next to the bed, but she said she was kind of pale and her lips were blue.
On a typical night, when would work end at the haunted mill?
We usually left work around 12:30-ish. Depending on how busy it was, we would go later. So some nights we'd go until like 1 or 1:30. But.
And your understanding from what Garth told you was when he got home, he found his mother.
Yeah.
And at that time, her lips were blue and she was pale?
Yes.
And that he did not know where his father was?
Correct.
I have no further questions.
All right. All right, Mr. Pryor, cross-examination.
Thank you, Your Honor. Sir, what was the work schedule at the haunted mill?
We would open around 7:30 and then it would go to midnight, but we weren't able to leave until the rest of the customers made it through the attraction.
And what days of the week would the haunted mill be open during the month, just the month of October, correct?
Correct. And it would be open. They changed their schedule. I think the last 2 weeks of the month, it was full-time. And then the rest of the month, it was just on the weekends.
So if I understand correctly, that the last 2 weeks of October would be every day?
Yes.
Did that include Sundays?
No.
So it was Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Saturday.
Okay. And the day that the haunted mill would close would be the 31st of October?
Correct.
Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you know the day that Tammy Daybell died?
I do not.
Okay. So when you told the prosecuting attorney that it was the week after her passing, if you don't know what day she died, how do you know it was a week after her passing?
Garth he took a day off after it happened, and then he was back the following weekend. So it was just when I saw him next.
Okay. So it was the following weekend after the date that Tammy allegedly passed away?
Correct.
Did he mention anything about attending funeral services or any memorials the following weekend?
No, he did not.
Did he say anything about having to do visits with his church or anything like that as part of any program the weekend after that?
No, he did not.
Okay. So he indicated that she was she had blue lips and she had already passed. Is that right?
Correct.
Did he indicate to you that at that time he played video games until 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
Objection, Your Honor. Misstates testimony.
Overruled.
Did he say anything to you about the fact that he was playing video games until 3 o'clock that evening, sir?
No, he did not.
Did he say anything about hearing snoring coming from the room that night as well, sir?
No, he did not.
Okay. And you and Garth would be such close friends, you went to 2 haunted houses in 3 years?
Objection, Your Honor. Misstates the testimony. Argumentative.
Sustained.
Move to strike.
I'll strike that question.
So how many... You mentioned that you went to a couple of haunted houses. Is that right, sir?
Yeah, we did that all on the same night.
The same night as what?
It was, I think, the following weekend after our attraction had closed. We just went and visited some other places that were still open.
On the 31st. Who went with you?
It was myself, Garth, Kara Briggs, and Emma Moss.
And this revelation that he supposedly made to you...
Honor, argumentative, move to strike.
Sustained.
And this statement that he made to you supposedly occurred when during this visit?
Objection, Your Honor. Again, argumentative with the word supposedly, move to strike.
I'll sustain that as well, Mr. Pryor.
Can you tell me when and time, date the statement was made to you, sir?
I was still at work at the haunted mill. There were a few other scare actors around us at the time. It was a little bit closer to the end of the shift. Garth was pretty quiet most of the night, and then I kind of went up to him and gave him my condolences, and then that's when he told me that he had found her.
So you weren't particularly close friends, would that be fair?
Yeah, more like close co-workers.
Okay. And this close co-worker disclosed to you something very personal about his mother's death, is that right?
Objection, Your Honor. Calls for speculation.
Overruled. world.
This close coworker decided on one day just to disclose a very personal matter about his mother's death to you. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, nothing else, Judge. Thank you.
All right. Ms. Blake, redirect.
Mr. Baglin, when Garth talked to you about finding his mother, how did he appear?
He did seem sad. So I could tell something was affecting him.
And was he clear to you in his statement that he's the one that found his mom?
Yes.
And was he clear in his statement that his dad wasn't there?
Yes.
I have no further questions.
All right. That will conclude the testimony then of Mr. Baglin. I don't know if he was here under subpoena from the state, but if so, can he be released, Ms. Blake?
Yes, Your Honor. He may be released.
All right.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. Thank you for your testimony. You can step down. All right. Does the state have another rebuttal witness to call today?
Yes, Your Honor. The state will call Detective Bruce Mattingly.
Solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you are about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God.
All right. Before we proceed with direct on this rebuttal witness, Detective Mattingly, have you observed any of the trial testimony that's taken place since you were last here?
No.
Have you talked to anyone else about the testimony they've given since you were last here?
No.
All right. Thank you for responding to those questions. Ms. Blake, if you'd like to inquire on direct, you may.
Thank you. And Detective Mattingly, since it's been a moment since you've been here, would you please remind the jurors where you currently are employed?
Fremont County Sheriff's Office.
And how long have you been employed there?
About 23 years.
What is your current title or position?
Detective Sergeant.
Have you held other positions within the Fremont County Sheriff's Office?
I have. I worked patrol and school resource officer.
And at some point, did you personally become involved in an investigation into Tammy Daybell's death?
I did.
Do you recall approximately when you became involved?
About mid-December.
And was that of 2019? And again, is it fair to say that you also were involved in the investigation into the whereabouts of J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan?
Yes.
Were you also involved in the investigation regarding their deaths?
I was.
At some point, do you recall receiving the results of the autopsy for Tammy Daybell?
Yes.
Do you know if anyone of Chad, any of Chad and Tammy's children reached out to the sheriff's office?
Judge, I'm going to object without some sufficient foundation.
Overruled.
And specifically in relation to those, to the autopsy?
I do.
And who reached out?
Emma Daybell or Emma Murray.
Do you know at any point if anyone attempted to make contact with Emma Murray in relation to her request?
Yes. I learned that Detective Kaik Kamanu had attempted to reach
out. Judge, I'm going to object without foundation.
Overruled.
I learned that Detective Kaik Kamanu had reached out to or attempted to reach out to Emma and Garth with no response or callback.
Based on that, at some point, did you do something in relation to the autopsy results and Emma Murray?
I did.
What did you do?
So where none of the family members were able to...
Judge, I'm going to object as non-responsive.
Overruled.
Where none of the family members were contacted or had been found, we formed a team and we split up to make contact with most of the Daybell children.
And was that to make contact in relation to the autopsy?
That specifically, yes.
And who specifically were you going to attempt to make contact with?
I was attempting to make contact with Emma.
Do you recall approximately when you attempted to make contact with her?
February 18th, 2021, after school had let out, so maybe around 4:30.
And where, well, you said after school had let out. Do you know where Emma was working at that time?
She was working as a teacher at Central Elementary in Sugar City.
And did you attempt to make contact with her at the school?
Yes.
And you said it would have been after school let out?
Yes.
Did anyone else go with you to try to make that contact?
Yes. That would be Lieutenant Ron Ball with Rexburg Police Department.
And prior to this attempt to make contact, had you personally had any involvement with Emma Murray?
Not personally, no.
You'd not had personal contact with her prior to this?
No.
Were you ultimately able to make contact with Miss Marie that day?
Yes, we did.
Did you have some kind of a recording device on?
Yes.
And was a recording made of that attempt to contact her?
There was.
Your Honor, I have what's been marked as State's Exhibit 427, and defense already has a copy. And the state's intent would be to ultimately ask to publish a portion of that for identification purposes, unless there's a stipulation for admission.
There's no stipulation.
Okay. So without stipulation, you may just publish just enough without any content, obviously, that would influence the jury if it doesn't come in, just enough to establish foundation. I'll permit that.
Thank you, Your Honor. And if I may have that, and I'll play from the exhibit for the court.
Very well.
There's more to come in the trial of Chad Daybell. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of our continuing coverage right here from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.